Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of James, True Faith. In this session, we're looking at James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. Faith produces wisdom. Wisdom. Where do you go when you need good counsel? And how do you know that it's good? Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Listen, wisdom is learning to view life from God's perspective. And why is it important? Well, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, down to verse 10. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. So there are benefits to wisdom. How can you know if a person possesses wisdom? Well, that's a good question. The Apostle James posed the same one. In James chapter 3, verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Notice the immediate answer after he asked that question. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Godly wisdom will produce good conduct. Our text, James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18, reveals that there are two kinds of wisdom, heavenly and earthly. The issue is being able to see them. How do you recognize these two kinds of wisdom? Well, by four tests or questions. Let's look at James chapter 13 to 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, and then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. First, what is the evidence of godly wisdom? Well, good conduct. Deeds of humility and peacemaking. There in verses 13 and 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Now, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. It's humility versus selfish ambition. Verse 14, but if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. The truth is a bitter and selfish person will manifest these qualities in his or her personal conduct. And everyone can see them. The evidence of godly wisdom is humility in conduct. And second, what is the source of godly wisdom? Well, heavenly or godly wisdom is of the Spirit. James places wisdom from above in opposition to ungodly wisdom. Verse 15, this wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. Ungodly wisdom is earthly. It's limited. It's created. It's sensual. It's fleshly. It's self-gratifying. And it's demonic. It's evil. It's cursed by sin. It may seem good, but it will ultimately destroy. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. The source of godly wisdom is the Holy Spirit. Third, what are the results of godly wisdom? A harvest of righteousness. Verse 18. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. The elements of sowing. The sower is a peacemaker. The seed is good works. We saw that back in verse 13. The soil is a peaceful attitude and the fruit is righteousness. Righteousness versus confusion and evil practice. Verse 16. For where envy and evil seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. When wisdom is applied, its result will reveal its source. Heavenly wisdom will produce righteousness. Earthly wisdom will produce confusion and evil activities. In fact, James exposes how problems get into the church over in chapter 4. We haven't got there yet, but chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have, you murder and covet and cannot obtain, you fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You do not ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but He gives more grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. The result of godly wisdom is righteousness. And then fourth, what are the qualities of godly wisdom? One word serves as an umbrella for the others. Pure. And it's from this, that the word translated pure is from the same root word as holy or undefiled. Verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. What are these qualities set opposite? The envy and self-seeking of verse 16. Look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. The qualities of godly wisdom are all pure. Humility, heavenly, righteous, pure. Do you use these tests to measure good counsel? That which you receive? That which you give? If not, then you're aiding the devil. Make a commitment to a godly standard of wisdom. And have a great day.